We are joined now at 7:22 a.m. by our dear friend, Mr. Don Pavic. Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good morning, KYMN listeners and KYMN staff, some of my favorite people in the world.
We love you, Don.
I'm one of them guys that drives by the studio here every morning, and I give them a horn job, just either a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah, sometimes it's a thumbs up, sometimes it's a heckle. And then, either way, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows that I'm really listening and I'm contributing.
And that is what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Right. Listeners, and if you want to contribute, anyone out there, just find a way.
You can do that. Always tell people when they're like, oh, I heard you. You sounded great. I'm like, that's cool. What did I not do well?
Right.
You
know,
I'm like, exactly. I want to hear more of like what you want more of.
One day Rich says to me, well, I guess I told him, mm-hmm. I said, boy, that was some great music today or yesterday or whatever. Yeah. He says, what did we play? And ironically, I really couldn't totally remember. But yesterday at church, I mentioned I'll be on the air this morning, and my co-chair in this garage sale is Julie Jenkinson.
Okay.
And she says to Bonnie, my wife, she says, oh, I listen to Kim every morning. I love their music. And I said, because again, I am more of a polka guy and a country western guy. And when Julie said that, Bonnie said, see, that there's something for everyone.
A little something for everyone. We don't play a lot of polka, but we get some good country on this.
Have you found a station that plays polka like regularly?
KDHL has from 1 to 3 every day. All they do.
There you go.
So I listen to KDHL quite often. I'm an old polka guy because Bonnie and I met at an old time dance.
Did ya?
In Lonsdale.
Nice.
And right now, both of us are a little struggling with our health somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
So we keep saying we'll be good once we get dance a polka.
There you go. Oh, that's great. Yeah,
so that's you're great. Here to talk to us about a garage sale today.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I want to bring up, before we get to the garage sale, we have a mutual friend, Jim Dale, who passed away last fall. And you and I know Jim through the Red Kettle campaign, and you have actually slipped in to Jim's role. But I think you knew Jim. I know you knew Jim better than I did. But
well, he was to all of the listeners out there, Jim Dale was a pretty special man.
Yeah, he was.
He you know, he did so much behind the scenes that a lot of people didn't realize. And I had a nice visit with his wife, Janet. She has moved into the lofts over on 5th Street.
Has she? Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful lady. Mm-hmm. She has joined our Bethel Church, and she'll be working the garage sale
Great. This
week. She's pretty excited. But the service for Jim is going to be on June 12th, what happens to be his birthday.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And it'll be at Bethel Church. And so any of you listeners out there that, you know, want to remember Jim in any sort of way, by please stop by. And he did so much with Salvation Army. He got it going really here in Northfield to the level it's at. I'm just taking over now, recruiting and bell ring. Well, I guess pretty much most of everything in Northfield.
he was so devoted to that Red Kettle campaign. The thing that always impressed me or surprised me or whatever, when he would come on and he was looking for volunteers, he would just give out his cell number right on the air and he was a guy who was devoted to his community and such a friendly and nice guy. I really enjoyed working with him.
Yeah, really. He was one of these guys that was so non assuming, I guess, would be a
word. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
Very
unassuming. Yeah, pretty special. So.
Okay.
Well, we wish Janet and the whole family
100%.
Well,
so. 100%. June 12th is
yeah.
I knew Jim was a Gemini, just like me. That must be why we got along so
well. Oh, yeah. Well, not too many people get along with Rich, so it's he had to be something special.
I'm a tough guy to yeah. to like. That's no question about that. Anyway.
Okay.
We got a garage sale coming up here.
And I want to start off by a Bible verse.
Okay.
And it's out of Matthew 25, and it's kind of maybe what our principle is in guiding us in the garage sale. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
Sure.
And we think our garage sale is really a community outreach. This is our way of community outreach.
Okay.
And it's not only for Bethel. We feel we bring a lot of goods in. We have a lot of goods to sell, but we sell them very, very cheap. Mm-hmm. And so the community gets to see, gets good deals. But the proceeds, last year we raised almost $23,000 in a day and a half of a garage sale.
Wow.
And of that, we only had $686 in expenses.
That's fantastic.
That's incredible.
Fantastic.
And it's thanks to guys like you that don't charge us for some promotions and stuff like that. So that's pretty special. But $23,000. Now, I have challenged our team to try and increase it by 20%. Last year, we had some bigger items. And we aren't soliciting the community for any type of donation. However, if you had a four-wheeler, a snowmobile, a boat, some large item that you would like to purge and donate, we would accept that from anyone.
Okay.
Because big items is what makes the numbers go up.
Right, sure. Absolutely.
Hard to make it on $2. Although I shouldn't say that. I worked this year quite a bit at the auxiliary book sale.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, I was there almost every day. I kind of fell in love with it, and that was always there. And I never heard the totals as yet. Maybe you guys have.
No.
But when they talk about $2, $3 items, how they get up to $100,000 usually is amazing.
It is.
That's a lot of inventory.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving a lot of books.
What a wonderful. I was so blessed to be able to be there because book fair, the people that work at they're just soldiers.
I mean,
Dodie Mickelson, who's 91 years old, she does the puzzles every year, I found out. You know?
That's fantastic.
Unbelievable. 91 years old, and she's doing puzzles at the book fair.
That's awesome.
Just wonderful. Yeah. But, oh, my goodness, the organization, Dan, I don't know his name for sure, that was charge of it, but Mark Hyman. Yeah. What a wonderful man.
He is a cool guy. I was just thinking, in fact, we should reach out to Mark and see if we can if they want to give us the final totals.
That would be great. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was so impressed with that, but and I think all theirs is all volunteers. Probably the only expense they have is Glazer donuts for people like me.
they have 300 volunteers for that thing. Yeah, it's crazy. You've got a lot of volunteers, though, for...
Oh, my goodness. We have 170 names on our list. Oh,
wow.
Now, whether all show up, but in some way, shape, or form, they've gotten on our list as workers. So, but I started talking about a community outreach. Well, last year, out of that proceeds, we give everything away.
Yeah.
And so out of our proceeds last year, $10,000 went to the homes for God's Children through Habitat.
Nice. Mm.
And we gave money to Health Finders, Community Action Center. We did some stuff in-house, Good Samaritan Fund. You know, so
that's
our community outreach, the way we feel the money should go.
Yeah.
So when people say, do we really want to raise the money, raise our prices? I've encouraged our people. I say, well, if we're selling someone for $2, and if we raise it by 20%, that's $2.40.
Yeah.
Or $10, that's $12. So I think I have challenged our group to try and increase by 20%.
Okay,
so we'll see how that goes this year.
Yeah.
And again, it depends on the Bob Matheson's weather. Bob, if you're listening, you know, at Bethel, we have a direct pipe to the big man up on top. And in our world, Leo is big, but it's God. Yeah. And we have a direct pipeline, so we think the weather will be just fine.
There you go.
I'm okay with that. I'm not super excited about 59 degrees on Friday. So if you want to, you're going to bump it up.
Yeah, we're going to bump it up. Right. We have a couple pastors there that are pretty active, and maybe they'll bump it up. We don't mind cool, but we don't want rain.
Right, yeah. Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, our garage sale, we're starting setting up this morning. We set up the tables and everything yesterday. And we are standing up and bringing people and start bringing stuff in. And so that'll take place. Well, I should mention, we have like 17 different locations or areas.
Mm-hmm. Someone's knocking, Don.
Okay. We have 17 different areas, of which there's a chair in each area.
Okay. Mm.
And so as the stuff comes in, it gets
17 different categories.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Well, like we have, in the children's area, we have several.
Yeah.
You know, we have children's clothing, children's toys,
sure,
toddlers, and then sporting goods, the main men's and women's clothing, outdoor sales, kitchen wares, Christmas or holiday items, really? Jewelry, quilting, furniture, of course, is a big one. So,
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I normally take care of the furniture. We're starting today for Bethel members. We will be picking up items from their homes. I have 22 mm-hmm. locations that we will be. I have a team of people with trucks and trailers. They're going to go out and pick up things for people that can't get it there.
Oh, that's really nice.
But anyway, so then we'll be setting up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And by Thursday, we're pretty well set up. It's pretty amazing.
That's great.
And I have a couple that now started in our furniture area. They started staging.
Oh, really?
They set down a carpet on the floor and put a kitchen set together and what have you. And it's made quite a difference in selling items.
I would think so.
I bet.
I mean, yeah, you sell a whole room.
Yeah.
That's great.
And rather than just having things, you know, scattered all over, it's pretty special. But anyway, so then by Thursday night, the volunteer team is going to celebrate a garage sale dinner at the golf club.
Nice.
And then Friday morning at 7, I believe, the door is open.
Okay.
And there's a lineup always out to the street.
I can't imagine there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the sale is on Friday, let's see, 7 to 6, I believe.
Okay.
And then the Saturday, it's from 8 to 12, but 11 o'clock we have a $5 bag sale.
Right.
Hmm. And it's amazing how people can stuff a lot of things in a bag.
How do I fit a couch in the bag?
But you know what, guys? It's great.
Because
The other beauty of it, another wonderful man that helps us out is Malcolm Watts from Dundas. Now, he brings his team out. And they have, first of all, he has a dumpster for us. But secondly...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
He's the junk truck guy.
Yes.
What a great guy. Yeah.
What a wonderful man. I give a shout out to Malcolm the time. Because
we've used their service. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then he brings out his big red van, so nothing really gets tossed.
Nice.
Because we also have a big trailer, and on Saturday noon, they'll be at the east door. And we load up as much as we can and take it to Kenyon to the Third World Store.
Oh, fantastic.
And then we have, and that trailer, thanks to Jeff Hazy, He lets us use his trailer. Then Eric Frank lets us use his big cover trailer, and that'll be at the south door. And we start taking things like bags of clothing and everything. And that also goes to the third world store. So the kitchenware, nothing really gets dumped.
No, nothing goes to waste.
No.
That's fantastic.
One of our big days, of course, is Saturday around 12:30 when we start cleaning up.
Right.
And because next Sunday, we have to be ready. We have a new member Sunday at Bethel.
Oh, wow.
And so, by about 3 o'clock, the place is back spick and span.
Like you never knew it was there.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's incredible. Well, anyway, I'd like to invite all the folks, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, put it on your Facebooks, whatever.
Sure.
Promote our garage sale. Mm-hmm. And the key is, of course, having shoppers.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of shoppers.
Absolutely.
And
does Bethel, do you guys have, do you have it on your social media?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. Then we will go find that. We'll post it to our
Facebook
page. That
would be great.
Also.
We have a young lady by the name of Allison. Don't forget her last name now. It don't matter. But she is just a peach of a lady. And she does all of our promos and flyers and social media and all that. And so Allison's got that really under control. So it's
good.
And, we have great support from our pastoral staff, Pastor Inger, Pastor Ben, and Pastor Phil Rudd. I mean, this disrupts the church for a whole week. And we've been so blessed to have them and have them supporting our efforts.
I know you're a polka guy, but there used to be there's a drummer. The band AC/DC used to have a drummer named Phil Rudd. That's not the same guy.
No, okay. No. Right. But mention I'm a polka guy. Last week, of course, I do listen to KDHL once in a while to get the obituaries in the whole area. And the one-man band, Novotny from Montgomery, passed away.
Oh, is that right?
He was a one-man polka band.
Oh,
he was amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I mean, not that he passed away, but that's cool.
If you ever see that one man band, it's good to have something in on him.
I've a friend of a friend does the one man band thing, and it's really fun to watch. It's cool. Yeah.
And so. I just wanted to point out, too, I just found it on your website. You can drop off donations Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7. That all sounds correct?
Well, drop-off donations is that we're really getting them.
Yeah,
we don't totally encourage
within the congregation.
Okay,
mainly by the congregation.
Gotcha. Yeah, good to know. Thank you for clarifying
that.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not really so much community members, just your...
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Because we'd be bombarded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I got to throw one more quick thing in. Mr. McNiff will be coming on pretty soon, and I'm wearing my red hat this morning.
Here we go.
And so I figured, I did mention this to Rich, that the news and a side of sports, I really enjoyed that, but I says it seems to have become more opinions than a side of sports, and I really encourage my good friend Rich and his cohorts here to just keep it to the news and... just minimize opinions, because there's a lot of us. We're both sides of the fence. So
sure.
Thank you for everything.
Fair enough.
Donnie, you're the best. And we you're always welcome here. We love to have you.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, please do always listen in to these folks here. They do a great job. They're great for the community.
Well, thank you, sir.
And we love the whole group.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And go, make sure you go check out the Bethel Garage Sale.
Yeah,
Friday
absolutely.
At 7 a.m. and Saturday. All right.